Somewhere in Centurion, depending on the mood I'm in. I'm somewhere in Centurion, kaleidoscoping flows. When they get the picture, then I'll probably strike a pose. To defend the strikers while I'm scoring all these goals. Cause somewhere in Centurion, we put them for some homes. Yo, we put them for our homes. Cause somewhere in Centurion, just put them for our homes. Yo, we put them with our homes. And somewhere in Centurion, a pair of summer homes. I swear like everybody knows. Now summer's in Centurion, got all these quiet roads. Bro, we need a Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. Salutations, greetings, and welcome to it. This is for personal use only, and I am your host, True Story. Welcome to this episode 51 of the Smoke Break that we take to look at all things introspective from a cultural perspective as a young person going through this life thing and this culture of music being so pertinent, this hip-hop thing of us being so pertinent. We fuse all of those together with that higher levels and that higher meditation, you know, to have something more that we can give back to society. And I'm glad that you're able to join us for this. I hope you get something out of this as well, you know. Otherwise, I pray you well. Happy new week to you. It's the start of the second quarter, you know. We started off right, sowing season. I pray you started off right, that your mindset is in that you use the first quarter to try out some things and maybe even get that word try out your vocabulary, as I'm trying to do, and implement some things and then learn from them in the first quarter, so that in the second quarter now you are now implementing things on a grander scale. You know, you are now certain in certain things, and certain things that you weren't certain in, you are now able to reevaluate and say, you know what, this is where I'm falling short, and this is where I'll make up the difference, you know. Pardon the noise, we are in the loud booth, so it gets a bit crazy. Yeah, but as we were saying, man, sowing season, I pray that you are able to start implementing a lot more things that you will reap, you know, the harvest of now and in the midterm and in the long term as well, because it's important for us to start implementing things and give it time to grow. You know, sometimes you need to allow time sometimes, and we don't always know the value of that. Saying for me personally, I'll be in cycles where I will probably be in a cycle where today I'm benefiting off of something that I invested in a couple months ago, and then tomorrow I'm benefiting with something I implemented a couple weeks ago, and then the day after I'm benefiting off of something I implemented. You know what I'm saying? The cycle just keeps going like that, where you're never short of anything. If anything, when you implement something today, even if it quote unquote doesn't work out, you go rework that out, and then you go implement it again tomorrow, and then you benefit off of something else, and it reaffirms that in your mind that, you know what, I'm on the right track, I'm doing the right thing, so let me continue, you know. So it's sowing season. I pray you know you're on that right, you know, on that key. Otherwise, we gotta start it off right with a verse, because I am True Story. Before I rant to y'all, I like to at least give you a succinct rant that you know is poised a bit different. So yeah, John Foster kind of drive when he hit a lick, gets that long walk to freedom winning, got me sick, puffing 23J's, walking Langham Brink, hitting Irene by the park when I need to think. Wide hoods, hate crime, here they give us looks. Where the five get a 10, still respect the jerks. Cupping pages from the corner, yet I'm penning books. Saying prayers for some legends and a couple rooks. Real talk, bro. Like, as I was saying, as I started ranting, you know, before I had to, you know, do what I had to do, you know, pay taxes. I was saying, you know, I've been in a process where, for me personally, I'm seeing a lot of things that I'm implementing and I'm yielding the benefits of, you know, and I'm benefiting from those things as a result of implementation and learning from the implementation and the successes and the shortcomings, right? And it literally became full circle in the past couple weeks, and it was accentuated by the cherry on top, you know, in the past couple hours as I was prepping for this pod and think, you know what would we talk about today if we were to do a pod, you know, because we have time, let's take advantage of what time allows us to do. And I thought, I've realized right now, and I've relearned that lighting another candle doesn't diminish your light. because if anything, it only creates more light, especially in spaces where there wasn't any light and one candle was able to be lit by whatever spiritual amazing force that sometimes has to occur for a light to be lit in certain spaces, then that candle lights other candles instead of staying in one space saying, I'll be the light that they come to and I'll benefit off of this. You know, which got me to thinking about like what's happening in Centurion. You know, like somewhere in Centurion right now, as you listen to this, another amazing creative talent is being born as a result of the energy and the climate that's here. You know, people will say like, yo, there's something in the waters with Charles and Pitori. And yes, indeed, there's something in the waters, yet there's something within the people who are here. You know, the spirit that's here, the energy that's here, you know, the creative collaboration, the constructive cooperation. You know, understanding that the Centurion way is, if I'm keeping it a buck, keeping it 100, keeping it Centurion, is creative collaboration, bro. It's people who feed into each other, realizing that if I'm a vessel somewhere in whatever form, I can be of a vessel, of a currency to you, and I can support you, I can be of a resource to you. You know, and it started like I can't really track how far back it goes to, because for myself, I've only been back home for about a year and a half, right? Haven't been in Joburg and haven't been a part of that different wave, and coming here and being part of something that was growing, I'm starting to track back and peel back the layers and starting to encounter some of the folks and saying, wow, this thing for me, I realized maybe once we were growing up has always been there, where you were never necessarily alone when you were creating, and there were always vessels that were always literally willing and able to tap into you and feed into you and pour into you, candles that were willing to light you and give you the light to go ahead and light others. That's the Centurion way. That's what makes us so different. When I start to track it back, I'm like, that's why they looked at us like we're crazy in Joburg when we landed and just trying to work with everybody. Like, yo, bro, not everybody does that. I get it now. You know, because when you look at what's happening music-wise in Centurion right now, it's so beautiful to see, like, you know, producers who work with so many artists and work with a team of artists that, like, okay, you know, eclectic vibes, and then you get your sound coming out in so many beautiful ways, right? Guys like Douchey, guys like Avian, you know, like, it's so beautiful to hear, Brodies, because you start to realize more talent sprites out of that. You know, for me, I started to meet artists like Tyson and Tandon J and Tato Soul and Focalistic, and I started to listen to more of Chad as a result of Avian as well. You know, you started to listen more of Nanette now, P, where Miles is amazing. And, you know, Khalif Royal is amazing. You start to realize that there's so much happening, and if one producer stuck in one place, especially because a lot of the Centurion producers are guys who can produce and also make music of their own, as in they can also be performing artists, it's like they don't limit themselves to like, I'm just going to produce for me or just for me and my people. It's like, nah, y'all can get this work. I'm trying to get the sound out there. I'm trying to create. I'm working to create. I'm implementing something. I'm designing a sound. I'm painting a landscape. I love to see that, Brodies, because we can hear it. And now we're starting to translate, because the music was one thing, and it's so beautiful because we have music, we have lifestyle, and we have culture. You know, that's the Centurion way. We won't keep it trill, right? And for us, it's like the music is something that is an extension of what we give out, you know, in the content, audio visually, right? The visuals and the podcast and the television, the film, the stuff that you're going to start to see coming out of Centurion, out of Pretoria, as a result of the music being used to contextualize something for you, to get you in a certain space, right? Then the lifestyle has always been there for some people, knowing that, you know, you have Fontaine, you have people who come out of Pretoria and contextualize something different in the events, you know what I'm saying, in that lifestyle. Now you start to realize that the merchandising and the product is also getting to that level where it's international, bro. It's high class. Then you realize that the culture is there, where the leverage points are there. Now the brand partnerships are starting to come into the city. You know, the national campaigns are starting to come out of the city. Instead of having to come into the city to impact, they're coming out of the city to go impact the rest of the nation, right? That's what we're talking about when we say in the Centurion way, that creative collaboration, that constructive cooperation is leading to a lot more growth, Brody. And I'm only here for it, bro. And I'm only praying for more of it, and I'm only working to implement and to be a part of more of it, right? And to light more candles as a result of the light that has been lit in me, right? It's important for us to be able to upsell now at this point, you know what I'm saying? When we keep us ensuring is that it's at a point where we've seen cultural waves hit certain spaces. We'll talk about cities or even just small towns, whatever the case may be, where a wave will come out as a result of an artist or a designer, whatever the case may be, right? Or craze, it could just be whatever it is. And then maybe the money doesn't follow that, you know what I'm saying? Where the money will still stay, i.e. in Joburg, and not translate and trickle to where it's actually originating from. We're starting to see guys where I'm from Limpopo originally. We make examples of guys like King Monada, you know, who stay home and feed the money into that ecosystem, right? Right then you're starting to realize, yo, there's way more bread out there than over here. You know what I'm saying? Because over here, you can only but gig so much. You can't literally all the time gig Monday to Friday unless you're a certain profile artist. And that profile artist, they can't afford you on a random Tuesday at certain spots. Yet in certain provinces, you can gig Mon Fry, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can eat like that, steady diet. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing to see because you realize that we can create that. You know, Centurion wasn't always what it is. I remember we came into Centurion Sigpra 96, 97. You know, and it wasn't what it is, bro. Like a lot of time, like when I walk through and I drive through the neighborhood and we go through the neighborhood, you start to realize, bro, like we talk about stuff like, yo, that wasn't there, that wasn't there. I even forget some of the stuff like, yo, that wasn't there. The time we like, we went into the mall one time and I was like, yo, we go into the mall. I'm actually one man at the time, right? And I don't know why, for some reason, I need the bathroom and I'm anxious. I'm like, damn, I need to pee and I need to get to the bank, right? I'm like, I don't know where the bank is. For just that moment, I blanked. I'm like, wait a minute, bro. I grew up in the shopping complex. It wasn't even a mall yet. I'm like, I know exactly where every single bathroom is here. And then I just literally just take my time. And I get there nicely and I'm like, damn, you know, that familiarity, not understand that the growth has been there, and sometimes you can get lost in the growth. I remember we used to take paddle boats in the lake, you know what I'm saying? That's the bar came from, paddle boats in the lake when we had water. You know what I'm saying? When there was still water in Centurion Lake, we'd be having paddle boats on there. That's the life we come from. That's the lifestyle we come from. That's the culture we come from. That's the context that we create. Let's not be scared of what we create, because for the longest time, sometimes I remember we used to be like, we used to hate on ourselves as Centurion dudes, knowing that you're from here. You know what I'm saying? And then somebody would be maybe from the hood coming to school here and be like, you from here, bro. You're a suburban boy. And you'd be like, damn, my ears, right? Not realizing that that's the beauty in that, because look at our culture now. Even in the hood, our beauty has been suburbanized to the point where the world can engage with it. We're not saying we want to westernize it. No, we're just going to get it to a context where it's at a palette where even for us, we now like it. You know, certain things we embrace, but we didn't like. You know what I'm saying? Even in suburbia, certain things we embrace, but didn't like. You know, we had to embrace them as a result of what we're in then. Now we can create new things. I don't like the fact that we had to shop up at Edgar's because you had accounts there. Now we can go and shop up at a designer store around the way in the same block, in the same building. You know what I'm saying? And we can afford to do that. And it's black owned, bro. Come on, family. That's what we get to do. And that's beautiful to do that. It's beautiful that we get to do that. May we upsell and do more of that, because Centurion is a high for culture right now, bro. It just gets me to thinking, bro, like real talk, bro, like late 90s in Centurion was such a trip. Sheila working up in Edgar's kept us up and drip. Sunday morning, Milky Lane, we always left a tip. Super Sport Park visit should have kept the slip. Guess we started as a town and made it something more. I was working by the rink inside Centurion Mall. Had to walk a couple blocks to place a single car. Now I'm bowling with a maiden, we secured the hall. Like real tough, family. Like it's our time now, you know what I'm saying? No time to be scared of the light, you know what I'm saying? Let's share the light, you know? Just because you've been lit at a time where you didn't realize that it was happening, you share the light. I'm encountering homies who are like, damn, I didn't always see it that way, you know? It's just about context. You know, it's about timing. It's about understanding how the pieces fit together. We've all been blessed with different skills and certain skills, right, that allow us to come together. When now you're allowing to have a conversation, I consult with some of the homies around the way, and he's like, bro, I've been on this come up trail, and I'm like, I've seen you, bro, and I see the work. It speaks for itself. Yes, the rest of the market hasn't caught up yet. I saw you coming up alongside of Focalistic, and now, yes, this trajectory has been that great. Yes, you see it. You shouldn't feel any downtrodden. You shouldn't feel overlooked. If anything, your time is coming, and you can continue to learn through this process, because the world doesn't know you coming. It was one of the wildest things that the homie said to me. It was like, it's the beauty of you being an underdog and they don't see you coming that makes it so special. You know what I'm saying? And that's so beautiful to realize that, damn, some folks are going to be overwhelmed by the sheer force of the fact that they didn't know you were coming. They didn't realize how much they needed you to be there in that space and that time to be that light that you are. Take advantage of that. Work on that. Work on your craft. Work on your processes. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the come up as well, because when you have a conversation with homies that have been on the other side and turned it and got over, you like, it ain't as easy on the other side as you think. If anything, sometimes they miss the come up days. They miss the loyalty they had in the come up days. They miss the structure they had in the come up days, because now where you think there is structure, i.e. maybe with a label, there isn't as much structure. When you think there's loyalty, i.e. within an industry where you're meeting new people, there isn't as much loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Where you think there's the revenue you think you were going to be getting, it isn't what it is, because all those other stuff, they codependent on the revenue. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have loyalty, you don't have structure, bro, you will never really get paid what you deserve unless you really know the business and somehow your paperwork is all the way right. You know, it's what it is. So that's the conversation we're having now, you know, when we're consulting with the young G's and saying, family, there's certain points you're going to have to check for, you know, in the come up. When we call it like overcoming the come up growing pains, overcoming the growing pains, it's like there's just little checkpoints that you're going to have to look out for, you know. The paperwork, the business has to be right, you know, your registrations across the board. You know, if anything, we always promote that you do your publishing yourself. So you do company registration, then you go do register that with Samro. Make sure you register with Sampra. You get your publishing right, whichever publisher you want to go with. And then if you are doing licensing deals, you now know what your structure is and where what goes where. You know, if you have to register another company for your licensing, you go do that. It behooves you, bro. $175 and keeping open a bank account for potentially your money actually coming to you instead of you having to chase your money, that's worth it. You know, your teamwork, the management has to be in place, right? I advise at the startup come up level, have an A&R, a talent manager, or media, your main liaison that you deal with as it pertains to your music, who deals with other talent and other people in the industry for you. Because sometimes you just want to create, you don't want to have to worry about the fact that this verse is going to take this many percentages off of that, or that there has to be done there on that level over there. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, somebody works out and it comes to you, and then you deal with one person. That's great for you, because it's also somebody who's maybe has a hands-on investment in what's going on in the industry. They can develop you for what you're about to experience across the board, right? You need somebody in PR and communications, you know, handling the marketing side of it, the promo side of it, being more of the spokesperson when it comes to the branding of it and getting the word out there, getting the music out there. Some people as well, if you can find somebody who does sampling for, you know, saying music as it pertains to putting it out there for radio stations and the likes, get that. You know, the placements on TV and whatever the case may be for music video, somebody who can deal with all of that for you right now. You know what I'm saying? You're basically taking four or five positions and putting it into one thing. I understand it. You're bootstrapping at this level at the end of the day, right? Legal, bro. Legal has to be somebody, even if like all these people, they don't have to be on your payroll, bro. It's guys, people that you know, ladies that you know, that I can call you. And when there's a deal on the table that you have to deal with, or whatever that department is, when revenue comes from that, I pay you this percentage and this amount, whatever the case may be. The people who do it for the strength, they see your talent, they're willing to be invested in you, saying down the line I will take over this position on a signed level with a salary, and that's love, bro. So get you somebody who can do that for you on a legal level. Brand wise make sure your music is right, bro. The content, you know what I'm saying? We're not just talking about like the content, bro. We sometimes just be creating for the sake of what is your content, what do you speak to, what are you trying to create, what are you working to create, right? That's very important, because you look at that and say the content has to match as well with the quality. Once your content is good, the quality has to be at that level too, right? Then your distribution has to be at a level where you now can get it to the masses and promote it accordingly, right? Even if you have to invest in yourself, buy ads, bro. Little 250s every other month, bro. Buy them Facebook ads, bro. Put 50 rand. I advise for homies that start out with 10 rand. That's what I did, bro. I started out spending 10 rands on campaigns for like 10 days and spending 1 rand a day and just trying to see stuff. Way back when I was doing promotion for blog writing, that's how I learned the business of actually marketing and buying into marketing. Now I can do it for clients, bro. Learn the business, family. Then learn yourself as a creator, you know? Because the business has got a lot of things that go into it, right? When we talk about, let me just finish with the branding, saying the promo content, the videos outside the music and the merchandising and the audiovisual content, that's also very important. We discussed that earlier. That's coming out of Pitori with the podcast and everything else. The auxiliary income, Brody, the product, the business, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you are down for, whatever you like, if you're a stoner, go get some Rizla, brand that and sell it. You know what I'm saying? If you're into fashion, go find somebody who's branding shoelaces, brand that and sell them. That's your start there. You into eyewear, bro, get some sunglasses, somebody who's doing, and then you build up on that business chain. You build up on the value chain. First, just put your brand on it and grow, and then you start to go manufacture your own and style your own and curate your own structure, right? Curate your own style, curate your own texture. You get that auxiliary income coming in, because sometimes you ain't gotta put out music. You know what I'm saying? Your music will have hit to a certain level where music-wise, you're not going to break a certain plateau until you have a certain amount of revenue, i.e. basically you're going to have to sign somewhere or create that revenue yourself, and you're not going to get that revenue off the level of your music right now, because there's only a certain amount of revenue you can get off your music right now. That auxiliary income is what helps you, Brody, because now you have a little product, you have a little business that's doing well, that people are coming to as a result of your young 5,000, 10,000 fans that like you, that actually ride with you, bro. Then you start to leverage that into increasing the quality. You can now afford maybe that international feature you're trying to get. You can afford that beat you're trying to get. You can afford to invest into that promo campaign that you're trying to do, working to do. Pardon me. I'll get it right. Bet, you know. And then we get to the creator. You know, you yourself, your faith system has to be right. You have to know what you believe in and what you invest in. Whatever it is you believe in, be fully vested in that, because you will be tested. And if at any time you are tested and not able to withstand the test, then you are always constantly going to feel like you're failing, because you don't have anything that allows you to come back to the drawing board and say, yo, what was I working to do? Where did I fall short? Let me reinvest myself. Let me go in. I believe in myself. I do have the power to create this. I have the power to create this and make it beautiful, make it wonderful, make it a success. Let me exercise that power. Let me harness that power. Let me manifest that power, right? Your family network is also important. We've discussed in earlier episodes of the podcast saying your family network is so important because it keeps you grounded, keep you structured, keep you humble, bro. Because a lot of people will come into your life as a result of the growth that you make. You need to be able to discern how to deal with these people, you know, and as a result of your family network, you're now more grounded to know how to deal with different types of people. No, okay, this type of person is here because of that. We deal with you this way. And you can be grounded in that way. No, you also have a support structure where things don't go right. Somebody can come in aside from the people who are in place in business. Although we do advise in some places, help some family members ascend to those positions where you do have people that you can trust literally because they're family and they know the business. You know, you also have family that are also just curious about what's going on with you in the business that you can lean on them for support, lean on them for counsel, lean on them to light you when they need to light you because your candle may be dim for whatever reason, right? That's important. At the end of the day, you got to keep a focused mindset too, you know, because this is your goal. This is your destiny. This is your blessing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's happening to the point where for a lot of homies, you gifted at one thing, you meet somebody else who's gifted at one thing, you want to, I won't say overinvest because I don't feel there should be a term like that, yet there are such things when you're investing in the wrong vessel. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you invest in the wrong vessel, then you are overinvesting. You can never overinvest in the right vessel, I feel personally. Yet in the wrong vessels, you can quote-unquote overinvest, and you need to learn how to discern that. Learn how to discern for yourself, you know what I'm saying? You could be encountering people who are at a higher realm of this of this quote-unquote value chain, and you shouldn't feel any less than. No, you have a value that you add. Right now, it hasn't been recognized at the level that this has been. That's one thing you have to be conscious about, the intellectual property economy, right? Is that more often than not, one person's intellectual property could be validated at whatever level, you know, either financially or just brand accreditation wise, whatever the case may be, right? They may be validated in whatever sphere, yet it doesn't make them any greater than you or you any less than them. No, it just means that their time came and your time too will come. Stay focused on you, stay driven, stay true, you know? That's what it is at the end of the day, right? But before we go, we gotta close it off, right? Because it is for personal use only, and I am true story. Alright. 2 days, same clothes on the grind, yo. Could pay my sister school fees off a live show and save up to buy a house for my mama too. Pray you see it all clear from my point of view. My life's illustrated through all these rhyming words. Can't a baby but his farm in the suburbs. Either trapping corporate weight or you move birds. Youngest quarterback in Phillies, bro, that Jalen Hurts. Really seeing men's make it out and living good. Then swing right back to oppress the hood. Gotta question how they act and blare the sun the word. See the curfew, why the question, traumas that we stood. Heard you gotta help the poor when you one of them. Once you get, give back, so we all win. So we all win. Once you get, give back, so we all win. Real talk, bro. But aside from that, I pray you have a blessed week, family. Stay safe, stay prayed up. Stay in the positive mind state. Stay sowing. You know what I'm saying? It's the sowing season. Don't be scared to sow, baby. Don't be scared to sow. You can only reap, you know? You can only reap. So know that I love you. Remember that you lighting a candle doesn't diminish your light. It only creates more light. So light up, family. As we about to do, light up. And yeah, man. Yours truly. For personal use only. Please like, subscribe, rate, review us on all DSPs where you consume your digital media content. Let us know what the vibes is, man. Let us know what you think about this here thing, man. If you're from Centurion, give us a shout. I will give you a follow. Therefore, you know, hometown represent always. Aside from that, go check out some of the acts coming out of Centurion, coming out of Pretoria. Shout out. Always amazing talent, not just musically, brand design-wise, bro. Like, corporate strategy-wise, family. Like, just the craziest of things, bro. Like, homies are into some other crazy things that are just so amazing, bro. Just the visuals are crazy. It's just everything about it. The business is also on a different level. People, like, just care to know their business and to research the business, know about the business, discuss the business. You know what I'm saying? Homies are talking about, like, back of the data was cool to know what type of contracts people get. That's the type of conversation you hear and be thrown them off in the nod. Like, yo, bro, you got a deal. How did that go? How did that come about? What's the type of percentage? What type of percentage? What points you got on that package? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of chats you really want to hear in the city, bro, because it makes you realize that there's a different currency at play here. You know, we can only leverage that going further, and we can only create more of that going forward, pardon me. So that's what it is. That's what it always be. I can't change because this is always me. True story, man. Peace.